can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research environmental issues and want you to help our planet.
Today we're here to inform you about chemical pollution. Chemical pollution is the result of harmful substances that leak into the environment from human infrastructure. Chemical pollution around our valley can be commonly caused by fertilizers, household appliances, and other harmful substances when they are left to be carried away in the runoff. The toxic waste ends up in our watersheds and harms our local ecosystem. In order to keep our rivers healthy and happy, we must make sure our daily habits are clean and sustainable.
CNN and ColoradoRiverConnected.org both claim that large amounts of polluted runoff has contaminated many of the rivers in our state, such as the Animas and the Colorado River. They are now contributing to a large amount of harmful chemicals in other areas of the world. Chemical pollution does not just happen in our valley, it happens all over the world. For example, when we are not careful about preventing pollution in our local rivers, it does not just affect us, it affects everything else it flows into, such as lakes and the ocean.
We can all help prevent chemical pollution by taking one step at a time. We can make sure any chemicals we use, like fertilizers or other household cleaning items, are sealed and disposed of properly before any damage can be done. It can be as simple as just trying not to buy any products containing GMOs or pesticides. According to the City of Aspen, do your part by storing chemicals away from rainwater in a covered location that is raised off ground and always dispose of chemicals properly. We also should not leave our cars running while we are not using them because it can release toxic chemicals and create air pollution. We can all save the environment if we all put effort in.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Aspen High School, and KD&K.